Hello, my name is Della Kopp, Marketing Operations Manager with CPA.com. Welcome to the Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Patrick Stern, Senior Account Manager overseeing the North American team from Spotlight Reporting to our program. With a career of over 8+ years consulting with SMBs and enterprise companies in the technology space, Patrick Stern leads Spotlight's North American team and strategy execution. He works closely with partners, accountants, and bookkeepers to help leverage Spotlight's unique offering to scale their reporting, forecasting, and advisory services across their client base. When not working, he is finding ways to get outdoors and spend time with his wife working on global health projects in West Africa or discovering unique wines in Eastern Europe. Patrick, do you have any other facts that you would like to share with our audience today?
First off, just thank you for having me and hello to everyone. That does a great summary right there. And I'm certainly excited to talk about Spotlight because there's a lot of great things going on in the advisory space.
Well, then let's tell a little bit more about the digital CPA. So as our profession focuses on becoming future ready, one area is to help prepare the digital CPA to be successful. To be a digital CPA requires competencies in three key areas: technical skills, progressive business knowledge, and strong leadership. Though this can be said for running any accounting practice, the approach and strategies are distinctly different. A digital CPA is not just using technology, but is employing it to transform their business environment to be relevant and future-driven for clients and staff. So Patrick, would you share how you would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Certainly, and I certainly understand that there are many different facets and degrees that people are coming from different backgrounds, different industry focuses, and everything like that. But especially in this day and age, scaling your time with technology is a must. And, you know, Spotlight is uniquely designed by accountants for accountants to really build reports and forecasts quickly, allowing them to go deeper with their clients, really scaling that ability to deliver a unique advisory offering. Now, again, examples of this include, you know, many different kind of variations on this, but you know, what comes to mind when I think about this is some of the clients that we have currently working with the tools. So, small 5-person firms or even larger regional firms are really rolling out templated reports for, you know, 30 to 100 to 300 of their clients, and running things like consolidated reports or cash flow forecasts in a matter of minutes on a monthly basis. And this is really allowing these types of firms to, you know, gain control and build workflows that are efficient, but more importantly, take that time savings and be able to provide, you know, a very unique offering that can only uniquely come from their firm and their teams.
And you're talking about the time savings that can be unique to their customers. Have you an example you can share with our audience?
Yeah, certainly. So I have a firm that we've been working with since the fall of last year. And they, you know, they work with a couple of verticals and industries, especially in the construction space. And a big thing that was very elusive for them and was a huge time sink was building consolidated reports. And if you work in those industries, you certainly understand that doing consolidated reports can be, you know, it can literally take a week or two depending on how complex everything is. And so if you're doing that manually, it takes a heck of a lot of man hours. And so what this firm did was, in the matter of about 2 weeks, was they were able to take our tool, and their clients were working on a combination of QuickBooks Desktop and also QuickBooks Online, and be able to aggregate and pull those general ledgers into our tool to generate a consolidated report for their clients. Now, one in particular that they focused on was a six franchises of UPS stores. And they had always wanted to build this for their client, but it would have cost $2,000 or $3,000 in man hours each month to build this for them. And with our tool, they were able to turn around and be able to bill $750 a month for a consolidated report that took them a matter of a half an hour, if not less, to run on our tool.
That is amazing. That is a great example of why spotlight reporting should be utilized in these small firms. The time savings in itself, that was tremendous. Thank you for sharing that example.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah.
So this kind of leads into my next question then. So what's your perspective on driving transformation of practice areas as it relates to advisory services?
Yeah, transformation can, you know, it certainly takes a very broad range, as I mentioned. And Spotlight really, you know, having been an accounting firm and in practice for 20 years, we've really seen the gamut of what it takes to be able to go from tax compliance and audit work to, you know, advisory. And that's really what we did ourselves, and then started using a tool like Spotlight to help scale not just our practice, but many others. And so, you know, again, we understand that there's many different facets and variables out there with different customers and their diverse needs, but it ultimately comes down to consulting beyond the typical delivery, basically. And really, that typical delivery is what your clients expect of you as the CPA. And going just a little bit further beyond. And so I wanted to provide, you know, a few kind of action areas or practice areas that we really see a lot of firms are taking off in leveraging Spotlight, not just as a tool to make things efficient, but really in how you can leverage our features to really, again, go above and beyond that typical delivery. And so especially, you know, I'll start with tax. That's where a lot of CPAs have a tremendous amount of experience and background, and that's where most of their client revenue is coming from and most of their client base sits. And so, you know, one thing that we're seeing across the board, across the US, is really firms taking a good look at our cash flow forecasting tool. We have a three-way double entry ledger cash flow forecasting tool that is basically a huge boon to CPAs to get you out of Excel, not just for cash flow forecasting, but more importantly around tax planning. Because what we're able to do is really allow CPAs and their clients to build not just the forecast, but model various scenarios. So if they're looking to purchase certain properties or certain assets or take on certain debt or something like that, this allows the CPA to really show what that potential is and what that tax burden would be, especially in this climate where things are shifting our tax code and everything, but be able to project that out for the next 5 years.
That is beneficial regarding the tax codes and how everything is changing to be able to analyze and use them efficiently. So that's nice to know.
Yeah, exactly. And there's obviously many, many more ways, but that's been a very interesting kind of sector and foray into advisory, especially when you're coming from that more traditional tax approach. Now, the next one that we're seeing is in the wealth management space. Now, not every CPA, you know, has, you know, maybe the certifications to be able to focus on this area or a background. Again, a lot of folks are coming from tax or audit or something like that. But within wealth management, it's really interesting because we see a lot of firms when they're approaching the use of Spotlight and really growing advisory is really taking the approach to looking at a holistic view of not just the business, but also personal finances. And so really being able to be that go-to source of kind of the direction your finance, their clients' finances are going. Because business and personal finances, as you know, are so entwined, especially in SMBs. Mm-hmm. When you need to make payroll and everything like that, sometimes that comes out of your savings. So things like that need to be addressed because they're so tightly entwined, and firms are seeing tremendous growth in this particular space when they expand again above and beyond their normal traditional spaces. And this comes from, you know, the fact that we're very focused on personal wealth. So we have a lot of new templates that are really allowing firms to build that. But, you know, our tools also have enough customization and templating abilities to really create good workflows that have unique deliveries that are branded, you know, to be able to deliver that overall look. So that's wealth management. And I would say, you know, as the third and kind of final area that we're certainly seeing a lot is, you know, a lot of consulting and audit work is very project-based. So it's finite. There's a start and a stop. And these engagements are really allowing firms to, you know, help elevate their clients, get them up to speed, especially in technology as a digital CPA, you know, and helping them transition to these tools that really help them get going. But it also gives the firms a really unique view of what's going on, not just with the finances and the tech stack that the client is using, but more importantly, what their needs are and what their goals are. And so what we're seeing is firms are using this as kind of like a segue into potential ongoing engagements. Okay, so really allowing them to not only expedite those workflows and take that off the shoulders of the client, but being able to go above and beyond and do things like benchmarking, comparisons, consolidations, as I mentioned, and you know, doing this on an ongoing basis. And so, you know, I mentioned the cash flow forecasting. That especially when you're doing a rolling cash flow forecast, there's a lot of benefits there. Obviously, setting up an initial forecast and getting that over might be a once a year thing where they want to initially do that, but doing an ongoing rolling forecast actually has a lot of benefits. And again, you know, just seeing that kind of as an initial entry engagement, that's what we're seeing a lot of firms do. As we're going to consult, we'll do this project, and then we'll talk about moving into supporting you from there.
How do we find out more about you?
Our website is probably the most prominent thing, and that's where you can certainly find a lot of webinars, a lot of talks with our customers to learn a lot more. Obviously, I get referrals every week from customers that are really excited about the tool and are seeing a lot of growth and potential. And so, you know, word of mouth is certainly something that drives things along. But, you know, for those that don't have somebody that's referring them, certainly checking out the ecosystems within, you know, Intuit's app space and looking for us. And Xero's as well, if that's where you work as well, as far as your GL. But also our website, we have a lot of case studies that show how firms are using us and everything. And you can certainly find me on Twitter as well.
Well, this was really good insight for me and our audience today. I'm sure that with the different areas that you focused on, especially sharing the advisory services that are available to firms, it will be beneficial as they look at the digital CPA and being futuristic. So Patrick, mm-hmm. thank you so much for sharing about Spotlight Reporting and on the topic of those services, advisory services specifically, and the transformation of practice areas. I mean, you covered three key ones right there in regards to tax, wealth management, and consulting and audit. Thank you.
Yes, certainly. Again, really appreciate you bringing me on, and really excited. But, you know, I know there's a lot of different reporting tools out there. And, you know, the question that I get very commonly is, what's the difference? And ultimately for us, I would say, You know, we are built by accountants for accountants. We've been doing this for 8 years, and our tool has a lot of depth in the workflows and in feature sets to really help folks achieve what they're looking to do. And, you know, our overall paradigm when it comes to advisory is there's the human element and human touch, and where you can avoid commoditizing advisory, that will really set you apart and move you forward as, you know, more and more of these workflows get automated and everything. So, you know, certainly excited to talk to more and more people about what we have going on. And again, really appreciate you having me on today.